Today, I'm revealing the 7 biggest investing milestones that separate struggling investors from those who achieve complete financial freedom. These aren't just random numbers. They're data-backed thresholds that unlock entirely new financial strategies. This is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years, and after analyzing thousands of investment portfolios, I've identified the exact milestones that predict long-term wealth-building success. These 7 thresholds represent psychological and mathematical turning points in your investing journey. Each of these milestones unlocks new strategies and opportunities, and most people never make it past milestone 3, which is exactly why only 5% of Americans achieve true financial independence. But that doesn't have to be you. So milestone number 1 is $10,000. That's the foundation. Your first $10,000 in investments represents the transition from consumer to a more serious investor. Your $10,000 earning 7% annually generates about $700 per year in growth. That's real money you can see start to compound. This is where you develop the discipline to keep adding money regardless of market conditions. You begin dollar cost averaging instead of lump sum investing. This builds your investment foundation. The strategy here is to use broad index funds, a total market international fund, a total market U.S. stock market fund. Milestone number 2 is $50,000. This is where the momentum starts to kick in. At this level, compound interest starts to get pretty exciting. Your $50,000 generates about $3,500 per year. That's almost $300 per month in money growth. This is where most people make their biggest mistake. They take money out for a car, a vacation, or home improvement instead of letting compound interest work. Don't do this. You're entering the acceleration phase, and this is where it starts to really compound. This also unlocks some new strategies. You can now diversify across 5 to 8 different index funds. You can max out tax advantage accounts like Roth IRAs. You can consider international exposure in small caps and mid caps. Milestone number 3 is $150,000. This is the transformation phase. This is the psychological barrier that separates serious investors from casual ones. At 7% returns, this generates about $10,500 annually, which is close to $900 per month in growth. And here's what happens psychologically. You start seeing investing as a real income stream. You stop checking your balance daily because you're thinking long term. You begin maxing out all tax advantage accounts. This is a critical strategy shift. You need to automate everything. Set up automatic transfers, automatic rebalancing, do some tax loss harvesting. And at this level, consistency matters more than timing. Only 25% of Americans ever reach $150,000 in investments. You're now in the top 25%. Milestone number 4 is $500,000. This is the acceleration phase. This is where wealth building becomes exponential. Your $500,000 at 7% generates $35,000 annually, nearly $3,000 per month in growth. More importantly, you've proven you can handle market volatility. You've lived through at least one recession and stayed invested. This experience is invaluable. This unlocks new opportunities. You can consider more sophisticated strategies like tax loss harvesting, asset location optimization, international diversification in emerging markets, and even private real estate investment trusts. You might also explore direct real estate investments. Only 10% of Americans ever reach 500,000 investments. You're now in the top 10%. Milestone number 5 is 1 million. This is a big lifestyle shift. At this level, you're generating about $70,000 annually in growth. This could replace a significant portion of most people's income. This is where investing starts changing your lifestyle decisions. You might consider career changes, sabbaticals, or starting a business because you have a substantial financial cushion. And this is where some advanced strategies start to come into play. You can now consider tax-efficient withdrawal strategies, Roth conversion ladders, early retirement planning, while maintaining investments. This is a critical point. The 4% rule fully applies here. 1 million times 4% equals 40,000 annually in sustainable withdrawals. Milestone number 6 is over 1.5 million. This is the financial independence threshold for most people. At 7% returns, you're generating about $122,000 annually, enough to cover a comfortable lifestyle for most people. Here's what changes. You can now consider full-time work optional. Your investment income provides genuine financial security. You have options most people never have. Some critical strategies here. You need to focus on income generation, not just growth. Consider dividend-paying stocks, bond ladders, real estate income, and even master limited partnerships. Tax efficiency becomes crucial at this level. The bucket strategy will apply here perfectly, keeping 1 to 2 years in cash, 3 to 7 years in bonds, and the rest in stocks for growth. This protects you from market volatility while maintaining long-term returns. Only about 3% of Americans ever reach $1.5 million in investments or higher. You're now in the top 3%. Milestone number 7 is $2.5 million. This is complete financial freedom. This is ultimate wealth. At 7% returns, you're generating about $175,000 annually, more than most people's entire salaries. Here's what surprises most people. Money at this level isn't about spending more. It's about having complete freedom to pursue what matters to you without any financial constraints. This unlocks some sophisticated strategies. You can now consider private equity, hedge funds, direct real estate investments, business ownership. Tax optimization becomes incredibly sophisticated. This is where you'll implement some advanced estate planning, maybe some charitable giving strategies, and even multi-generational wealth building. This is where wealth becomes not just money, but legacy. The reality, less than 1% of Americans ever reach $2.5 million in investments. Now, you're in the top 1% of wealth builders. So let me show you the mathematical progression, starting with zero at age 25, contributing $500 monthly at 7% returns. Milestone number one, 10,000 takes 2 years. Milestone number two, 50,000 takes 5 years. Milestone number three, 150,000 takes 12 years. Milestone number four, 500,000 takes 20 years. Milestone number five, 1 million takes 27 years. And milestone number six, 1.5 million takes about 35 years. And to get to 2.5 million, it's going to take quite a bit longer unless you contribute more. And most people can contribute more than $500 a month. But starting early will get you there. Now, if you're starting later, you have to figure out what you need to save to reach different milestones along your investing journey. But when you look at this time frame, notice how the milestones accelerate dramatically. That's compound interest working for you. Your last $750,000 takes only 7 years to reach, while your first $500,000 took 20 years. That's why starting early is so powerful. Every decade you delay means you need to save 2 to 3 times more money to reach the same goals. So before we move on, here are three of the biggest mistakes that prevent people from reaching these milestones. Mistake number one, starting too late. Starting at age 35 instead of 25 means you need to save $1,000 monthly instead of $500 to reach the same milestones. Mistake number two, inconsistent contributions. Stopping and starting your investment destroys compound growth. Even $100 a month consistently beats $1,000 sporadically. Mistake number three is market timing. Trying to buy low and sell high usually results in buying high and selling low. Stay invested through market cycles. The data proves it. People who reach these milestones consistently do three things. They start early, contribute regularly, and stay the course through market volatility. Now let me give you a personalized pathway. If you're 25 with $0, start investing $500 a month. Target these ages for each milestone. At age 27, $10,000. Age 30, $50,000. Age 37, $150,000. Age 45, $500,000. Age 52, $1 million. Age 60, $1.7 million. Age 67, $2.5 million. If you're starting later, don't panic. A 35-year-old needs to save $1,000 monthly to reach these same milestones. A 45-year-old needs $2,000 monthly to reach these same milestones. The key is consistency over perfection. Even if you can only contribute $100 monthly, start there and increase it as your income grows. Your future self is going to thank you. Now, these 7 milestones aren't just random numbers. They're proven thresholds that separate successful investors from those who struggle their entire life. Remember, 10,000 gets you started. 50,000 builds momentum, 150,000 transforms your thinking, and 500,000 accelerates growth. 1 million changes your lifestyle. 1.7 provides financial independence, and 2.5 million provides complete financial freedom. The path is clear, the math is proven. The only question is, will you start today? If this video motivated you to take action, hit that subscribe button and ring the notification bell. I share data-driven wealth building strategies every week. And once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.